This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabingian.
Welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at Race Day at Fairmont Park. And got to give a big shout out to all of you out there that are liking the page, that are liking our downloads. We're having a lot of people here download our show, and we sure do appreciate that. We're supposed to have the governor of Illinois on our show today. Folks, he was really busy. He was really busy this entire week. We've been trying. And you know what? I'm not going to get on the person's nerve there. I'm not going to get on the governor's nerve. Him just say, I don't want to do this now. Yeah. You know, that's not what it's all about. I got to cater to how the governor feels when he's ready.
Yeah, no point in pushing him to, you know, and being annoying.
Like, right. I mean, their office
said... We want him to be a guest.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Their office said that last week, yeah, we'd love to come on. But then... I mean, a lot of stuff are popping up for him. He's much busier than me and you, Brian.
That is true.
So, anyway, how the hell are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I mean, how could I not be doing well after that last Blues game?
Holy shit. I mean, could you believe that, man?
We got the cup.
We got the cup. And people all in the St. Louis area. I mean, how...
Did you see the report? 7 out of 10... people in St. Louis were watching the game that night.
How beautiful is
that? Most watched NHL game ever.
And it's so fitting. It's so fitting that this somehow, I got to say, it kind of correlates with Fairmont Park. We've never had a gambling bill passed. This 2019 is going to be very special in the sense that we're getting a lot accomplished.
Very big year.
I mean, this St. Louis area is going to be thriving again.
Yep.
I mean, who the hell thought this year? I mean, we've been banging our head against the wall trying to get this bill passed and all that. It doesn't pass. It doesn't pass. And this year it passes. And this year the Stanley Cup comes to St. Louis. It's unbelievable. And then you know what? A big shout out. I don't want to forget you. Scotty Becker and Steve Manley have been big-time Blues fans that I know of the track, okay? These guys, they were going to games when people didn't want to go. And another owner out there, I don't know if he owns any horses out there now, and that's David Hughes. Dave Hughes is out there. He owns Pointosaurus Pizza, the one you try to eat.
Yeah.
I'm still not over that.
Sorry.
Okay, no problem. But, yeah, he's a big-time Blues fan out there. So, you know, a lot of people out there, besides the guys I just mentioned, are big-time Blues fans. And, on the top of my head, I thought of Scotty Becker and Steve Manley. They've been big-time supporters of the St. Louis Blues for a long time now. And God bless, it finally paid off, guys. So, Stanley Cup in St. Louis, 2019.
Is it this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's an underdog story, too, you know?
Yeah.
That's what makes it beautiful. It's an underdog story about a goalie that no one wanted, about all these guys that just went from team to team looking for that right chemistry. You know, it's amazing how it all formulates.
Yeah. One of my friends tweeted out, Did we just major league the NHL?
Yeah.
Because it's literally the plot to Major League.
You're so right. You're so right. Yeah. 7 out of 10 people in St. Louis were watching it.
Seven out of 10 in St. Louis. And it was in like all the history of the NHL, it was the most watched NHL game.
You know, I told my wife, you're not turning the TV on.
Yeah.
You're going to your friend's house. I don't even want you in the house.
So I didn't watch it. But I sat there extremely nervous, occasionally updating my my browser, like just to see.
I seen you that night on Facebook. Yes. You were really pumped up.
And then for like the last 3 minutes, we went upstairs to the roof and watched it on the TV up there in the lounge. And then when they won, it was just like, you know.
Were people going crazy?
It went insane downtown. As you know, I live downtown, and it was crazy until honestly about 6 in the morning. There were fireworks going off, people yelling, like cars
honking. And you know what's so cool about St. Louis? What's so cool about our people, though? You didn't see any buses getting flipped over.
No, we didn't riot.
Yeah, there were no rioting. There was none of that crap. I guarantee you in Boston, there would have been buses flipped over, cabs and all that stuff broken. I mean, come on. That's not the way we are here. It's such a beautiful state of mentality here in St. Louis.
Yeah, I can't verify it, but I heard that there were no arrests.
That's amazing. Yeah. When the hell have you heard that?
Never. In the history of St. Louis, never.
Well, that's just all part of St. Louis and Collinsville with Fairmont Park. I think you guys are going to see something new, something that's going to be really outstanding down the line. Again, we can't thank the governor of Illinois and all the congressmen that worked their butts off to get this thing done. And we're going to have a gaming bill. That's already been passed, and it's going to be outstanding. Right in our backyard here, called Racino. How about that? Racino.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Brian, are we ready to get into horse racing?
Yeah.
Would you like to do your Dave Murray imitation of the news or the sports? The sports, but the weather?
Yeah, sure. Why not? So for the most part, it's not going to be too bad tomorrow.
No, it's tomorrow night now.
Okay, I got you.
Don't ruin it there.
So tomorrow morning, it'll be cloudy, a little bit of sun. We get a thunderstorm right around midday, right around like 1 o'clock.
How much rain?
Probably not a lot because it's only going to last for about an hour.
Okay.
Everything after that is pretty much just going to be cloudy, but there will be rain, so there will be a bit of slop on the track.
There is slop then,
I'm just saying, because it'll be, you know.
There is rain coming again in the afternoon?
No, there's rain coming at 1 o'clock.
To so 1 hour.
It may drain off by then. You may be okay.
They'll have the track ready, though. But it'll be a fast track. If it's only 1 hour of rain, I guarantee you that we got a crew out there that could turn that into something Jesse Owens could probably run on.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, then it's going to be pretty much cloudy for the rest of the night and then some thunderstorms in the very late evening around 10 o'clock.
How the hell did I get Jesse Owens?
I don't know.
I mean, I would have said Carl Lewis or maybe that
Usain Bolt.
Yeah. I come up with Jesse Owens.
I don't know.
That's a cool name, though.
You can't really go wrong with Jesse Owens.
No, you can't. I mean, he's the founding father of beating the Germans.
Yes. I'm pretty sure they actually had him race against a horse at one point.
They did all sorts of weird crap back then, man. I'm telling you, it wasn't just the track guys. You had monkeys on horses. I mean, you had some wild-ass stuff back then. Anyway, let's go on to some racing here, folks. Some racing at Fairmont Park, and night starts off at 7:30. And get there early if you want party in the park, because that really goes really fast. And I know that most of you like that out there. So please get there early for that one. But if you're going to go out there, the first race is at 7:30, and it's a maiden claiming 4,000, 6 furlong. And I'm going with the 3-horse here on top, looking at Mike. Nothing wrong with that. Looking at Mike. And that's a Wells Molina. And this horse is dropping in class. Should be the one to beat. Not sold on the 9-5 four horse here. News alert. I had no excuses last time out. I thought this horse should have run a better race. It was dropping in class by a bit, and it got second. I know it got second here, folks, but I just don't think it's going to have enough to beat the three horse here. Looking at Mike, I think Dwayne Wells and Juan Molina will have this thing right there in the thick of things and get this thing done. I mean, it's dropping in class from maiden special weight 18,000 at Turfway Park. Now it's at Fairmont Park at 4,000. By the way, the race before that, it was maiden special weight 9,000. The barn wants a win here, and they're dropping it in class to 4,000. I think it gets the job done. So we're going with the three on top with the 1, 4, 5. One being AP Fireball, and the five being Sweet Circle. And that's Elizabeth Thurman. So put those three behind the one. All right, that's what we have on the first race. Let's move on over to the second race here. In the second race, we have a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. We're taking the four-horse Dixieland Pumpkin. That's a cool name.
That is a cool name.
Dixieland Pumpkin. I could say that all day. Seemed much tougher. All right. This horse seemed much tougher. And Dixieland is the four horse here. And 5-1. So you may get this one at a good price here. I mean, this horse goes back to Indiana Downs, Churchill Downs, Ellis Park, a Churchill Downs. This horse is a nice invader here. I think it'll see some light. I think Dixieland Pumpkin at 5-1 is a standout here. I like the horse. I know there's going to be the favorite here at 9-5 Oklahoma Carroll. But you know what? Last time out, you were in a claiming 4,000 to life, and something broke out of you. You had a, what is that? A socket? A gasket loose or something?
Yeah.
That's what we're looking at. And Oklahoma Carroll did not get the job done. That's the Mike Durham horse. And the Steve Manley horse. Steve, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it here last time out. I mean, you dropped the horse down, allowance optional claiming 10,000. Then you drop it down to 4,000. You're at 60 cents to the dollar. Everyone in the ballpark bet on you there. Not the ballpark, but the racetrack. And no, last surprise. It did surprise, all right. It didn't win. So I'm not buying it. I'm going with the Dixieland Pumpkin, and that's Dwayne Wells with Walfrere. Did I say that one? Walfrere? I'm screwing that up.
I thought it was Walfrere.
That's what it is with Lopez there.
Yes.
And plus, check this out. You're going to like this. The horse is only carrying 106 pounds. He's the lightest horse out there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's big. That's big, Brian, because the others, you got 121, 121. You got 116, 121, and 121. You're 8 pounds lighter than the second horse here at 116, and then everything after that is 121. Law of physics, too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what are we talking here? 816. We're talking what? About 9, 10, 11 pounds more than that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. That's easy math, too. I can't believe we don't know that, you know? All right, so that's what we got. We got the...
I was told there would be no math.
That's what it said in the brochure. Yeah, you're right. So we're taking Dixieland Pumpkin, the four horse, in the second. All right? Yeah, you guys could work out whatever the hell you want after that. Let's move on now to the race number three. We got a 1.70 mile, maiden claiming 4,000. Almost the bottom of the barrel here. I went with the six horse here, Cheadle, and that's the favorite going into this one at 7-5. 20 starts, my friends, but the last two, he's been knocking on the door, and Cheadle wants to get in the win column here. 20 starts, and I think Saturday night. Yeah, I couldn't say that right. Saturday night is going to be diploma night for Cheadle. I think he gets out of the maiden claiming bracket here and moves on to the two life. Cheadle here, 20 starts. Last two have been really good runs. I think the 7-5 horse puts away the field. The only one that kind of scares me a little bit, but I don't know. Last time out, finished fourth, maiden claiming for. I think that it runs a second, but the top horse here is the six. I'm going with the four horse coming in second as my exacta. That's Boy Child with Steve Manley. And guess what? This horse weight on the weight is 106 as well. I just talked to you guys about the weight. Well, you got this one here at 106, and that's Walfero Lopez with Steve Manley. Steve Manley being the trainer, of course. And that's going off at 9-2. All right, let's move on to race number four. Race number four, we've got a 6-furlong allowance optional claiming $10,000. And I got Tudor's Charge here, and that is the 5-horse. Tudor's Charge, that is John Cox with Javier Simpson, and the horse is going off at 2-1. Last outing, opened up by nine here, got the job done. That was a maiden special weight, continues his streak tonight, I think, or tomorrow night. But if there is a speed duel, which I do see horses here that like to go to the front, that's the way they run, put some money on CRB, and that's the one horse here. The one horse is the only true closer of this race here. CRB will be, if it sits back and just, I mean, maybe about four lengths back and watch these guys just eat each other away, CRB could be a main contender here coming up the rail there to get the job done. I definitely see, though, a 5-1 or a 1-5, all right? That's what I like here. If you just like want one horse, play the 5. Or you know what? If you want to play a pick 3, what is this one? This one is a, this one's a pick 3. Hey, why not? Let's roll with it. You got a pick 4 in this one, too. You're going to get a little price on this one. Let's go with CRB, the 1-horse, and the 5-horse. Let's put those two together in our pick 4. All right? Moving on to the fifth race, we've got a maiden special weight. Not really special weight. I don't know why the hell I keep calling it special weight, but it's not a special weight. You know what? Even at Fairmont Park, though, they have MSW. Well, what the hell? I don't know. Then they have maiden on top right by the 5. But when you look at the stats, it's got maiden special weight. When we're not even maiden special weight. That's a legitimate gripe of mine. All right. In any case, you're not going to get involved. Hey, okay. All right. I was gonna ask you.
What?
What's the silks on a yellow?
Yellow.
What number is that?
You said 4, right?
Bravo. All right. What about the 6?
Was it black?
Yes. Yes, you son of a bitch. I'm so proud of you.
Hey, look at that.
Jesus. What about the 3?
Wait, you said it was blue, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
I only told them this once, and that was during the show here.
Well, you know how
you're
good
like
I am.
Rain Man.
I'm good at remembering facts. You know that, right?
Yeah, well, I'll throw you another 3 next week, huh?
Okay, then. Let's do that.
Let's see how sharp you are. Now, I'm not going to tell you anything. If you're going to do any studying, well, it's
well,
on
now
your
I'm
own.
Have, now I'm going to have to research it.
All right.
Fifth
race here, we got a maiden special weight, and this is 6 furlong, fillies and mares. Not too much here to write about, my friends. I know it's a maiden special weight, but the 8-horse looks like it's a very interesting one here. Throw the last one out. That was in Arlington. That was synthetic. Comes back to a much easier group. 11 starts with a second and a couple thirds. And I think this horse will win the race here. And I got Swifty Cause here. Where the hell is Swifty Cause? Wait a minute. That's the second place horse. Yeah, Swifty Cause. That's the... No. No, that's the 8 horse. Is Swifty Cause. Yeah. What the hell am I talking about? No, that's the horse that wins it. Brian, you screwed me up with the damn silks.
Sorry.
All right. So, no, that's the name of the horse on the 8 horse. That's who I picked here, Swifty Cuz. And that's Brian Lemieux, and that's Alvin Ortiz as the jockey. All right. Carrying some weight, though. We are carrying some weight. If we're talking here, we're carrying 124 pounds. And we have some here that are 116, Galeb's Royale, and that's Scotty Becker. I know, Scotty. I know. I didn't pick you here, bro. I mean, I know you had you lugged in and all that stuff on the last one out. I'm not going to give you the love on this one, all right? Galeb's Royale is going to take a back seat here to this Swifty Cuz. That's who I'm picking, all right? That's the 8 horse. And you got horses behind it that are about the same, so you guys choose from there. But I like the 8 to stand out on this one, all right? That's the 5th race. So what we've got so far is race number 4 on our pick 4. We've got the 5 and the 1. All right, either way on that. And then in the 5th race, we're going with the 8. And if you guys want, you can't ever go wrong with a Becker camp horse. So throw Galeb's Royale in there too. All right, I'm going to show you a little respect on my pick 4 here. I'm going to put you there too. So we got the 3 and 8 on this one. All right. Yeah, I know. Eddie S. and Price is going to get some love here too. But, you know what? I'm only going with 2. I'm not going that deep here. All right. And Eddie's horse is Halo's Couture. And that's Javier Diego, the 9 horse. I think for this one, though, you're going to have Swifty Cuz making a statement. I like this horse. All right, moving on to the 6th race. 6th race, we've got a allowance optional claiming 5,000. And I'm going with the 1 horse on top here, WW Put and Take at 5-2, Scotty Becker, and that's Arietta on the mount. I just think that this horse gets the job done, has a back-to-back winning streak here, won a maiden special weight here on May 4th of 19. And then I came back 2.5 weeks later and got the job done again here at allowance optional claiming and won by 1/2, I think. And that was allowance optional 10,000, folks. Now we've lowered it to allowance optional claiming 5,000. So he's not even going to see that type of a contest as he's seen in the last one. I like WW Put and Take on top. And Teddy Randazzo just claimed this horse last week, or a couple weeks ago, actually, on May 29th, and that was Boohoo Sue, okay? And he's pretty strong off a claim. This guy is 20% off a claim, and Boohoo Sue's in for a tag on this one as well. So I think Teddy's going to give everything he's got on this one. And Boohoo Sue is very familiar around the finish line. The last 4 or 5 here, 2nd, 1st, 1st, 2nd. I really think this horse can be right up there. I don't think it can take down the 1 horse, but I definitely see it in the mix. And I like that as my exacta play too, the 1 and the 5. And you know what? Why not? Throw the 5 in my pick 4 as well. So we've got I don't want to keep doing this. You guys could keep up with this. So we got the 5 and the 1 in the first race, my pick 4, 1-5. And then the second leg, we've got the 8. That's Swifty Cuz there. And you know what? I'm going to throw Galeb's Royale, the 3 horse, with that. So we got the second leg taken care of. The third leg, I went with the 1. 1 on top, though, okay? 1 on top. But if you're going to play a pick 4, throw this one in there, too, and that's Boohoo Sue. Because Teddy, off of claim, I said, he's vicious. The guy likes to get in there. And his record for this year, 19 starts, 5 wins, 1 place, and 8 shows. He's at 26% clip. He's got a live jockey, too, Juan Molina. I think these guys can make some noise here, so I'm not going to disrespect this horse here. I'm going to throw Boohoo Sue in on the mix there. All right, moving on to our last race of the night. And my cold exacta box play of the day. This is it, folks. I got the 3 and I got the 7. Let's check out the 3 right here. Corn-fed. Can't go wrong with a horse named Corn-fed, can you?
Cannot. I wonder if the horse is actually corn-fed.
I don't know, man. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Because I've been back there. They
it's
have
not
this,
just it's not just hay.
They're like corn seeds, like, I don't know. They're like seed looking things, and then they take the syrup and dump it on there. Matter of fact, if you're hungry, you may jump in there. No, it's not bad at all. But I don't know if they. But you know what? They're horses. They'll eat anything. They'll even eat the side of the damn barn that they're staying in. Can you believe that? They sharpen their teeth, or if their teeth are hurting or something. I've been bit by a couple of them.
Yeah, they'll do that.
They're not happy animals. When they're doing some biting, they're not happy. I don't give a shit. You know, you're there to run for me, okay? I'll pet you too. How's that? I'll even bring you one of those peppermint. They love that peppermint candy.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. All right, so that's Corn-fed with Mike Durham and Juan Molina. And the 7th race was going 6 furlongs, by the way, claiming 3,200. And I got this horse up there, and I got the 7. And the 7 is Blazer. See, that I like that. I like that name a lot, Blazer. And that again, is Teddy Randazzo, and that's Javier Simpson on this one. And I think these two, they're going to go after each other. I like these two on my... Exacta box play today, and I like to throw these two in on my back end of my pick four. That's what I got. That's what we got, Brian. That's our racing for Saturday night at Fairmont Park. And, folks, I'm telling you right now, Fairmont Park is really dedicated to make this thing a real swing around. I mean, they're going to make this thing look really damn good down the line. It's been fun. I can't tell you enough how happy we are with all you guys just sticking it out. And now down the line, we're going to have it. We're going to have all this for you guys and your between races. You know what? I want to go slot machine. I'll play. Now, check this out, Brian. This really makes it to where my wife now will go to the horse track with me.
Oh,
and
yeah?
She loves the slot machines. She can play the slot machines.
My wife likes the slot machines too.
Perfect. I mean... They can hang out at the slot machines. I can take you to the horses. I can show you what you're going to be playing. And you know what? As soon as we make the money, I guarantee you they'll be running back to us for more money.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's going to happen. That comes with the territory, so don't worry about that. But in any case, folks, hey, let's go Blues. That was beautiful. Let's go Fairmont Park. Let's go, fans out there. Keep cashing those winning tickets. We'll see you next week. Hopefully we'll get the governor. But you know what? If it doesn't happen, you guys got to be patient with that because the guy's doing a lot of work for us. He's got more time for the work, not for me, because the podcast is not as important as getting the job done for you guys out there. Take care, and we'll see you next week.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.